Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, how do we get the Goonies 2 Trouble in Epstein Island made? The little bro in the middle looks like Kyle Rittenhouse, and that's how you know this is going to be epic. It's a movie for the whole family, of course, spelled H-O-L-E. It also looks like it needs more Trump and Clintons in the poster. Sweet, it even looks like Steve Buscemi is in it. Up next, you just know that this kid's book called In My Daddy's Belly is going to be a big classic, as big as The Cat in the Hat. I'm not a religious person, but I would pray for that child. Aren't you just excited for this he-her to go read this to your kids in kindergarten? I think the Oasis t-shirt says it all and ties it all together. Number 3, Barbra Streisand says she's going to leave the United States if Donald Trump wins. On the right, we have Ron Perlman in makeup, as Vincent from Beauty and the Beast. The resemblance between him and her is uncanny. Where exactly is she going to go, though? Israel and Ukraine are war zones, and Europe is becoming Islamified. She probably won't come to Trudeau's Canada either. I wonder where she would go. She's just saying this because she's old and irrelevant and no one cares about her anymore. Moving on, Ellie thinks that this is the online right some days where women aren't allowed. From what I've already seen, women are already taking over the online right. What they don't like is the men in the right are becoming red-pilled and are talking about female nature. And signs like this are just them trying to play the victim card so men stop talking about them and let them police the online right-wing spaces. Sorry, ladies. The red pill about female nature is mainstream now even in the right. So sad, too bad. Number 5, Target is now selling swimwear using women with roles. They should be wearing a one-piece because a two-piece is a privilege and not a right. Maybe I'm wrong and they could also be used as ads for video games or something. It's all about normalizing obesity these days by using pictures of ladies that look like they have loaves attached to them. She doesn't even have to make you a sandwich because she already looks like one. You just need to put your salami and your man mayo between that belly bread. Up next, we have an all-female fire crew making history by all working the same shift and slightly damaging their fire engine. I have a feeling that they're going to blame one of the male superiors for some reason. Can you imagine one of them trying to drag you out of a fire? You're probably going to have to end up saving her. More like they would need two or three of them to basically pick up a full-grown man. Unfortunately, this is a fake post, but you know that one day this is going to be true. Number 7, this woman was fired from her babysitting gig because she slept with the husband of the woman that hired her and got preggers. Now that woman is going to have to pay for 18 years for this woman to watch her own kid instead of hers. It's a weird flex on this woman's part, but is it really something she should be proud of? I'm really glad that child support money these days goes out to those that need it the most. Moving on, is someone handing this woman a $10,000 check for donating her eggs? This is the future of humanity, and how we will end up reproducing. You'll flip through something like Baby Tinder and choose which woman you want to have a kid with, on looks alone. Maybe she'll also have to submit an IQ test and mental history check to make sure your kid doesn't come out cray-cray. This will happen because women won't be able to resist that kind of money for a simple procedure like egg extraction. Women say it's not enough money. But how much do sperm donors make? $50 and a box of cookies and juice, perhaps? Number 9, Maggie says that every male born should be forced to undergo a vasectomy by the age of 10. Women have complete control over their own reproductive system, and now they want to control men's as well. Ladies, whatever happened to our body, our choice? One of the reasons they want to do this is so they can ride the rooster roller coaster without worrying about pregnancy or taking the pill. It comes down to laziness and control. Up next, the woman on the right is Steven Crowder's new girlfriend. The woman on the left is the way she looks with her filters. I guess he didn't really learn his lesson the first time around. I hope it's just rebound fun and that he never marries again. Women leaving high-profile guys on the right is going to red pill the right about female nature. Her name is Tara Price, and she says the kitchen is her safe space, and she's anti-feminist. Does anyone really believe that? Number 11 is just another wonderful reason to live in Canada. If you have a medical emergency while walking your dog, then you have to worry about women kidnapping your pet instead of calling an ambulance and helping you. I love how they always say allegedly when they have a picture of her carrying the dog down the stairs. Moving on, Lauren Southern gets angry again at a post from Mike, where he says that women get upset when men tell other men that they have a choice and that they don't have to be in a relationship with women. She then says she knows women that would hysterically sob calling their friends wondering if they should call the police if they discovered the man they were involved with had basically been posting stuff like this online. I absolutely love how the right-wing guys are getting red-pilled now and the right-wing women are losing it. Number 13 in 2013, three female prison guards were all found to have been impregnated by the same inmate. Two got tattoos of his name on themselves, and he ended up buying gifts like cars and jewelry for three of them. Looks like women in the schools going after teenage boys, and also in the prisons wanting these sexually frustrated men. This guy somehow managed to have tons of money the authorities couldn't track down while he was in prison. Maybe I'm wrong and Andrew Tate will get laid more in prison in a year or two than on the outside. Up next is a woman on the left that says she wants to get pounded by a Republican. She's wondering if there are any stories out there about other women that get taken advantage of and used by big burly men that lean to the right, politically, instead of the left-leaning soy boys. But none of the Giga Chads would touch her because they've learned never to stick their purple eggplant into a woman with purple hair. Number 15 is a woman that took her husband to the cleaners after he cheated. She got the woman he was with as well as him fired. She also sent his sex tape to his family and is also going for alimony and child support, but is planning on never remarrying, just so that she can keep him paying. It sounds to me like the husband wasn't getting any sex at home, so he was looking for it elsewhere. With a vindictive attitude like that, you can see exactly why he cheated. Moving on is the difference between what built the West and what destroyed it. Feminism and single mothers wrecked everything, and the government enabled them because it wanted their votes. Things like welfare, no-fault divorce, abortion, and the pill, as well as the sexual revolution in the 60s and early 70s, is when things really started to unravel. Also, the image on the left is inaccurate. The West was actually built by men, and that's why feminism tore it down. To tear down men. Number 17 is a 39-year-old female, and she used to get lots of attention on apps, but now gets hardly any attention. She has zero options and is feeling hopeless because all the good ones are taken. Another woman, age 35, agrees with her and says that the attention and matches dropped off when she turned 32. Once they said 39 and 35, I didn't bother to read the rest. But obviously, this woman admits she's middle-aged and mid-looking, and wonders why she isn't getting matches with Chads. Up next of July 2003, 12 people arrived on a Florida beach in a 51 Chevy, modified to float. They floated through shark-infested waters in order to escape communism. Those are the illegals we need now. The types that can actually work and build things. They landed in Florida and have probably been building custom trucks ever since. Unfortunately for us, these are the types of people the feds won't let in though. They are the future doctors and engineers that we need. Number 19, communism in America, where shoplifting has been decriminalized, means that eventually everything will be behind glass. And when you want to buy an item, the store workers will escort you to the registers. The high-trust society we used to have is being wrecked by communist wokesters. Many places are locking up everything but the sunscreen, it seems. I wonder why that is. Looks like corporations have decided that it's a preferable alternative to being mean to blacks. Moving on, a mother criticizes an Australian toy company for putting exaggerated lips and larger noses on black baby dolls. But if they didn't create an anatomically correct blackface, then she would have actually claimed that they were trying to make a black baby look white. You can't win with people like this. It's the cult of victimhood. This woke world is so bad that if you drew this UK footballer accurately, you would probably be sent off to prison. Number 21, back in the day, Adam Sandler made tons of awful films. And one where he actually proved himself is called Uncut Gems. And then he went back immediately to making bad films again. But he's also made other films before showing off his good acting. Things like Punch Drunk Love and 50 First Dates. But Uncut Gems was one of the worst films I've ever seen. Up next, the blue-pilled Maxim magazine said that women are happier when their partners are less attractive than they are. Really? If that's the case, then why do women have such high standards for men? I'm guessing that Maxim said this to make their thirsty male readers feel like there's hope out there for the dating markets. Only insecure women or gold diggers date men that aren't as good looking as they are. The rest are willing to share the top men among each other. Number 23, we have a candidate for the world's first meme. This is the masturbator from a Swedish 1918 medical textbook, and he reminds me of the Coomer meme. The Coomers always seem to have a lazy eye, though. Either that or this is the 1918 Wojak. The reason we saw this in Sweden 100 years ago is because Sweden used to be a very conservative place back then. Moving on, we have a woman that supposedly spent $200,000 on veneers, just for everyone to say that they look bad. She now looks like the Cheshire Cat with a cooch. Either that or a horse. But to have a proper horse mouth, she would need more gums. If she ever went down on your schwing-schwang, you better pray that she doesn't sneeze or bite down for some other reason with those chiclets. I'll take the horse instead. Number 25 is when you see your neighbors getting robbed, or remember when they called the cops on you for not wearing a mask. Then you slowly fade back into your vehicle. This probably explains why California became such a mess. But this is probably the neighbor that's being robbed. So I'm sure he's going to be fine because he's been social distancing and wearing a mask since 1978. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.